So you are once again in a retrograde, and we know you are familiar with the challenges of that. So you are not alarmed by it anymore, and hopefully you do not take it personally. If you must return a call three times, you can simply say it is a retrograde, and you can move on. There are, however, some things that can be learned in a retrograde. The world is moving so quickly, and we are moving so quickly in it, that sometimes we do not have time to stop and actually take in important things in our lives. And a retrograde can be very good for that if we are willing to take a deep breath and stop and look at different parts of your life, non-critically, of course. But it is in a retrograde where you sometimes discover that you can make a change because you allowed yourself to stop long enough to see, here is a thing I need to say. Here is a thing I need to do. And while the movement was so rapid, I really did not have time to actually see what needed to happen here. It can also be a time for releasing around wounds, which sounds strange, we know. But again, when you are able to stop and look at what it is that is happening, then you can actually begin to feel, oh, I can release here. I do not need to hold on to this wound so tightly. You see, we do not hold on to wounds because we are self-destructive. There are some exceptions to that, of course. But for the most part, we hold on to wounds because we have not been able to move back from them and stop long enough to see what that wound actually needs. What, in a peaceful way, we actually need to do to make all the material around that better. And we do have retrogrades to thank for that. You can do that while you are making your third phone call. So the two things, one annoying, but one actually quite healing, can happen together. Retrogrades also make it a bit easier to do what we have discussed before, moving up into a circle of light and viewing our lives from that circle, looking down and saying, from this vantage point, I see a few things in my life differently. Hopefully, you are also seeing a few things more lovingly. Because that is the nature of being able to move up into the golden light. And that is your own life and the things that are going on around you become the beneficiaries of that golden light. And that light is at its heart, love. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about all of this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel a warm rain falling and washing away any strain, any worry that might have happened in the week. Let a clearing energy come up from the earth and wash your root so that it is not heavy or distorted in any way, so that what you are creating becomes clear and strong and healthy. Let the clearing energy move up and into your second center. Feel the clearing energy begin to remove judgment and shame, anything that might make you feel heavy or turn against you in any way. Feel all of that displaced, washed out of your body. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your solar plexus. And feel the energy wash away any emotions that might be caught in your body that you do not wish to carry forward. Let them go. And feel the cleansing energy come up to your body and into the heart center. And feel how gently this energy moves across your heart and washes away anything that would hurt you or prevent you from being who you really are, prevent you from becoming strong and expressive, safe and peaceful. And feel your heart begin to expand, to grow, to protect your spirit, and let that light make you powerful. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat, and let that energy wash away any communication that would be bad for you, that would turn against you, so that there is room for the communication that loves you and supports you. And feel the cleansing energy come up to your body and into the third eye. And let that cleansing energy open your intuitive senses so that you know more deeply, so that you know yourself deeply, so that you sense others and what is true for them and what is needed for them. Feel the cleansing energy come up to your body and out to your crown. And as the energy comes out to your crown, let any fear or anger that you might be carrying flow out of your body with it. Now feel the golden light begin to come into the open crown. Feel the powerful nourishment of the universe flow into the crown and make you able to receive all that the universe wishes you to have. Feel the golden light flow into the third eye and make you able to see powerfully and truly. And feel the golden light flow into your throat so that you are able to speak truly to yourself and others. Feel the flow of golden light into your heart to nurture the garden that is your heart, to make it able to grow. Feel the flow of golden light into your solar plexus, making room for the feelings you wish to feel, Feel the flow of golden light into the second center so that you have joy in your own ability to cleanse and to remove from your own body, your own life, your own path, anything you do not wish to carry. And know that that natural function is restored. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel that golden light in the root begin to strengthen and align your creative energy, the energy in which you create your life. And feel that golden light spread throughout your body, healing, soothing, blessing. Let the golden light spread past your physical body and make the field that draws to you all that is for you, all that is good and fine, abundant, protective, and joyful. Now let your energy move up through your body and think of your crown opening. And think of the night sky that draws you upward. And feel yourself move higher. And see that you meet a teacher in a place the teacher has made for you. Breathe in the teacher and feel the love, and let it move to places that may have been blocked before. Feel the approval and the knowing and the valuing. And see that the teacher gives you a gift. Receive the teacher's blessing. Send your gratitude to the teacher and allow yourself to know the night sky and the beauty of it, to feel the cool wind against your face. And feel the energy move into your body again. Ground in your body. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.